weird under the age of 18. Because, like, if you're thinking about grades, it's weird to
under
think
the,
about.
Yeah.
But if you're just thinking about age, like, is 8 and 6 weird? And is 8 and 7 weird? And is 8 and 10 weird? I don't know. It's just things I was thinking about. Like,
I think when it comes to the, when it's a child, it's always going to be weird.
I don't know. I don't care about 2 8-year-olds. I don't think that's weird. So that's...
No, but I'm just like...
Once you bring up age after 18, it doesn't seem like it's that bad. Like, of course, there's like those giant age gaps with like 63-year-olds going with like 22-year-olds.
Yeah, but like, still, it's like you're trying to get some bang, man.
My mom was
that's a job opportunity.
My mom was 19 when she met my dad, and my dad was 26.
See, that's weird.
I don't think that's weird because they're both like old. I guess they're both above age.
It is.
I mean,
okay,
my mom.
Let's take it back to the children side. That is a little weird because when she was in high school.
No, she just got high school a year ago.
Like, your dad would have been
done
in 12th grade while your mom was in the 5th grade.
Yep.
So it's basically like,
see, I don't really go with the grades though, because
I mean, if you thought about like that, yeah,
your dad is to this day fucks the elementary grade. School kid.
Like, see, I don't really go with like grades because. There'd be like 16-year-olds in like 6th grade and shit because they're fucking retarded, you know. So it's like, yeah, I'm dating a 6-year-old. How old are they? 18, you know, like niggas be retarded.
Oh,
man, bro,
I love that idea. I love that idea where it's like, yeah, I'm fucking a 6th grader. How old is she? 18 years old.
I don't even think that question would be asked.
6th grade 911.
Yeah, you're right.
How old are they? No. I like I've been dating since I was in the 3rd grade, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's like dating a new 3rd grader every year.
What?
No, because I'm like, Scarlett, like, you're always trying to fucking pants and show me your asshole. You're like, that's different. I've been doing that since I was little. And then Rary said, well, yeah, you could be dating 1st graders in the 1st grade. That doesn't mean you have to keep doing it. I get 36. Oh, yeah. I'm still dating a 1st grader.
Wait, why do you pants people to see their asshole?
What?
You pants?
Oh, always in their house.
Your PJs, no. He wears PJs and he goes commando in PJs.
Yeah, I do. I'm commando
right
now.
I can't
right
go
now.
Commando in anything. You're I commando have a commando right
in.
In...
Yeah. He just stopped talking. He's like,
what? I've been commando in jeans before, most uncomfortable experience of my life. And then,
that's the worst.
No, it's because I was like, for some reason. I was gonna hop in a pool. I'm like, okay, would I rather have my pants for after the pool or my underwear? Like, I'd rather have my underwear. So I took my underwear off, my pants back on, and hopped in the water.
Makes sense.
And I was swimming in jeans instead of swimming in my underwear.
I'd rather have my underwear.
Right? Because then I was thinking after, I'm like, it's gonna fucking suck having to walk around all day with no underwear. And only
I just hate for my nuts and balls to hang out. They stop putting buttons on the shit, bro.
You got foreskin?
Yeah. 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 That's right. Hey, you can't be Mexican and not have foreskin, man.
I think it was Dawson last. It's like, y'all are weird. Like, what the fuck?
No, people still call me weird.
Circumcised gang. Circumcised gang.
No. Yeah, number. You're
25%.
Imagine being cold.
I am the 25%, finally.
No, you're like the 90%.
Oh, you're right.
In the U.S., I think like Europe, it's like more common to not be circumcised.
You remember Naomi, the girl we used to hang out with?
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Naomi?
Yeah.
I remember one time she was talking to me and Dawson, and she was like, "Yeah, I don't know, like, you guys with foreskin, it's weird to suck your dick." I was like, "Who the fuck said anything?" Like, we were just sitting, and she fucking said it.
Oh my!
Like,
yeah, she was going through a really weird whore phase, and I was like,
she just fucking said it out of nowhere, and we're like, what?
She's I remember
like,
when yeah, she was like, kissing the fuck out of Frozone. Like, I didn't know black people were so small. And we were,
yeah, I remember that shit.
Damn!
Bro.
Oh my god! What's the piece of my man?
That's
she got
that's
outed by Naomi. What's Natalie doing? Wait, you're not in that group, huh? Do you know who Natalie is?
Where? Little glasses.
Yeah. I know.
Are you wearing P.F. Chang's?
Huh?
What are you going to call? Oh, P.F. Chang's.
The shoes?
Yeah.
These are my work shoes.
What's the brand?
I don't fucking know. I got them at Walmart.
Hey.
Yeah, you got your work shoes at Walmart.
$5.
You said they were the comfiest shoes.
Huh?
You said they were the comfiest shoes.
The most uncomfortable shoes.
No, and when you first bought them, I'm like, dude, these are fucking comfy.
And then he actually...
I've never hated wearing shoes more than that, because I was too lazy to go and buy another $5 pair of shoes, so my sole was coming off and I was walking. It's pretty much like, why would I buy a non-resistant or slip-resistant shoe? But they're fucking broken. So
yeah, mine are ripping because of my skateboard.
These fucking... Not these ones. My white ones hurt. Like, there's no like,
you don't
insole.
Have to wear slip-resistant shoes. Why don't you buy a good pair of shoes for work?
Because those are still good,
shoes,
technically.
Shoes. No, I mean, like, a pair of, like, slip-resistant nice
shoes. There's no holes. There's no
I was thinking about getting Skechers. Because Evan has Skechers.
I'll make fun of you.
Those should.
I would make fun of me, too, dude.
But you should. You should do it. I'll make fun of you, but it's all right.
They make a lot of Skechers without the actual logo now, because they know that.
Buy a pair of New Balances. Everyone's going to hype the fuck out of you.
New what?
But don't buy ugly ones. Gotta buy some hype beast New Balances.
Bro, tell me why someone at work wasted $209 on a wallet, right? So, you know how wallets are, like, pretty big, right? Tell me why this bitch pulls up back in the restaurant with a bag, right? She pulls it out of the bag. It's in a box, right? She pulls it out of the box. It's in a little bag. Small-ass piece of shit this fucking big. And she's like, $209. Like, nigga, my... yeah, smaller than that.
I used to love that one.
I was like, why the fuck did you... like... No, it was good. I was like, bitch, you can get that shit at the fucking swap meet, bro.
I can't find those wallets anywhere.
No, I don't. I keep seeing them all the time.
I want another one. Once I gave it, I'm like, wow, that's like a wallet that I always carried around, and I don't like carrying the big bulky wallets. They
I like my Hulk one, the leather one that I lost, the one with my ID and stuff. Yeah.
Total what?
It was a Hulk. It had Hulk like stamped like. What's it called?
Branded.
Branded, yeah. It was branded in. It was really nice. It was good. Real leather and shit, you know?
I thought you were saying...
I have a nice Vans wallet. I just don't use it. Like, my grandma bought it for me. $70 for that wallet. And all I have is, like, my fucking K1 speed card. Like, I don't carry around that wallet because it feels bulky. I don't like using it. Well, fuck you. You don't need a map.
I like that wallet so much. I had it for years. Well, I don't get that much cash anymore, so I get all cards, so I can use this. Yeah, I see those wallets all the time. It's like the little ridge wallet, whatever. But like,
I've seen the titanium ones, where like they're fucking slim and shit.
I'm gonna cut myself on that wallet. So small, I'm just like, oh, have you seen those like tactical wallets where it's like half wallet, half like fucking chainsaw or whatever? It's like got a ruler on it, bottle cap opener. I'm just like, fuck, you can't like get something. You can't get a utility knife or something cool.
Can't go. You gotta pay almost for your cut fucking your hand. Groceries and then just chainsaw. Like, now you're robbing the store.
You're not fixing shit while also paying for things. Like, you're not gonna work with your wad full of cash. Doesn't make sense. Like,
flex all the hoes on the job site.
You got a ruler. Yeah.
And the fat
it's
sacks.
It's like fucking big.
What do I need 4 inches of ruling for?
To measure.
I'm like almost half.
I just imagine like, yeah, my dick's the size of my wallet.
It's so good.
If you think about like the fact that some people might say my dick is the size of my phone, but they're just doing it this way.
They got the SE.
Oh. Dick is the size of my phone.
I like all the questions. Is like, alright, they're asking all the girls, 6'3", blue hair, like buff, like you're perfect guy, right? 4-inch dick,
blue
what
hair.
Are you doing? He's like, oh,
blue hair.
4-inch dick, what are you doing?
Oh,
I said blonde hair.
Chris, when you said blue hair.
No.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
I thought you're describing Ninja for some
reason. Tall, skinny.
He plays Fortnite.
Blue hair, plays Fortnite.
Has a wife, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Has wife.
Says the N-word that one time on stream. Like, way back when.
I like PewDiePie's things when he says that. Like, no, fucking
my bad. Remember that one time?
What the fuck? Wait, is that a ninja? Ah, you thought I was gonna say ninja.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. I like that one too.
Oh my god, what a fucking.
The PUBG bridge where he said the N word.
Yeah.
I like how there's a petition. It's like,
make the statue of PewDiePie on that bridge.
Yeah, I was like, I remember seeing that, like, a fucking, or maybe like a fucking plaque that just says PewDiePie said the N-word here.
Hell yeah. Like, can you blame him?
The funny thing about that is, like, he never apologized for saying the N-word. He just apologized for the fact
context that context of it. He apologized. He was like, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have ever called someone that. It's like, what you say?
The funny thing is, he was apologizing for the fact that he didn't realize that people were watching. He's like, I didn't realize I had that big of an audience. I was like,
motherfucker.
I was like, just
apologize. It's like, you're like the number one fucking YouTuber. Well, but I didn't know anyone was watching.
Shit, my bad. like, that's me? No, I'm just an ordinary guy.
Bro, I was just playing PUBG with my bros. Turns out 50 million people were tuned in.
That's a lot. That's
the sad thing about that, wow, is that all the black people watching that stream right there were probably cracking up.
Yeah, probably.
They probably were.
I was like, on some shit, like, really. Usually the people that want to cancel people for saying it are white people.
Yeah, white chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the blue-haired white chicks.
It's always the white chicks. The white guys don't care. They're either racist or with us.
Yeah. That's just funny, honestly.
Like, I think it's funny because
there's only two types of white people.
It's always the girls who are like, they / her.
Oh,
and like shit like that.
Their pronouns on the TikTok.
Oh, bro, I hate that shit, bro. Oh my god.
I hate it when people were hyping up the vice president for having her pronouns in her bio. Like,
bro, it was so stupid because Destiny has her pronouns on her fucking Instagram bio, and I told her, who the fuck is gonna look at you and think you're like a fucking, like, Bush or some shit? Like,
well, the problem is,
because you can clearly see you're a fucking human, bro. Like, what the fuck is the point of you having? She said, it's just for respect for who? Like,
I don't like when she reposts on her story, like, free the titty movement. Like, who's actually mad about that? Like, bro, any guy, like yeah, I don't think any guy's gonna complain about it.
Yeah,
it does.
Any guy will support it.
Yeah, free the titty.
I got two supports right there.
Like, I guess I see it in the way of, like, the workspace, like, trying to keep it professional. But, like, if you don't want to wear it, don't fucking wear it. It's your titties. I think maybe just because I'm a guy, it's like,
I don't
school,
know. I
maybe
find,
like, little, like, the school kind of maybe wear it or something. Because no matter what type of society we live in, whether we sexualize it or not, kids with their hormones are just going to be like, ah, titties.
They're going to be like, oh, fuck.
No matter what type of society we live in.
Free the titty.
Yeah, free the titty. For me, it's just like, you do you, dude. What the fuck? What am I supposed to say, dude? Do I gotta start wearing pronouns now?
I feel like the reason that people put pronouns in their bio is less because of the... I feel like what Destiny said is a very poor representation of the point of it. But the whole entire point is that you're supposed to, like, normalize it. So when trans people put their pronouns in their bio, it's less like, oh, that person's trans. It's more like, oh, that person just put their pronouns in their bio, just like everyone else.
I get that. But what I don't understand is when they put they, she, or him, they. I'm like, are you a fucking human or are you a fucking object? Like, which one are you? Well, when girls put it...
I thought Dawson was a transphobic one.
Yeah, you know.
Well,
yeah.
I know. I don't know what the fuck. Too much pop.
Someone's mad.
No, bro.
They slash them means you're non-binary. And so when you're... And so if a girl decides she wants to be she / them, then it means that they feel comfortable with you. Sometimes they feel uncomfortable with the idea of someone calling them, like, a she.
Then what the... Am I supposed to call them bro?
I think what most people don't realize
is... I've seen someone trying to argue that that bro isn't gender neutral.
Bro, oh, bro.
It's so fucking stupid.
That is...
I'm chilling with the bros right now.
Like, I remember there was an argument that was like...
It, like, just doesn't hit the same. I'm with the girls, you know?
Yeah.
Even girls gotta go, I'm with the boys.
Yeah, like, it's stupid. But, like, I remember there was an argument that was like, some guy made a video and he was like, oh, I like your blue shirt. He was like, no, it's not. It's pink. He's like, no, it's blue. And then he kept going back and forth. He's like, I wrote pink on the back of the shirt, so it's pink. And then he's like, this is basically what it sounds like when you guys are arguing over your fucking pronouns. Because it's like, if I see that you're a guy, I'm going to call you a guy. No matter what the fuck you want to do. Like,
I think people don't realize how good we have it to where the point where we can have a culture that, like, cares about all that. While in other places, they got their own issues to worry about.
No, yeah.
I think people forget that. I'm like, you know, do your movement, you know.
whatever the fuck, fool. I don't care if I'm with you. You do. You
no,
like,
yeah.
Well, like, I love everybody.
I think the thing that annoys me the most is when people like concentrate so much in that aspect of their life that it's literally just that for their life.
I don't like the Civil War thing. Like, oh, we want a second Civil War. I'm like,
yeah, you
know, nobody wants a second Civil War.
And the funny thing about that is that it was like the right, the people on the right were like, the leftists, when Donald Trump wins, the leftists are going to start another Civil War. And now that Donald Trump's like lost, they're like, we're about to start another Civil War.
Yeah.
This I follow Trump on fucking Instagram, bro, because he be saying some of the stupidest shit ever.
I've seen some of his posts.
Yesterday, I saw a video. He was like, there was so much voter fraud. And I went to the comments, bro. Everyone's like, you lost. Just admit it or get the fuck out of the house already.
I was surprised when I still learned there was Trump rallies. Like, yeah. What? Dude, he lost. Like,
yeah. And like, I find it stupid that they were like, oh, when Biden wins, people are going to riot and hold Biden rallies. As soon as Trump loses, they're doing the exact same fucking thing. Yeah. And then to make matters worse, they were like, oh, you guys can't abuse us because it's our political right. And then they're like, but yeah, you guys abused us when we wanted Trump out of the house. So like, what the fuck is going to, like, it's so stupid.
There's too much hate. Too much hate on both sides.
I said we should just nuke the world.
I honestly say that, you know what? No leader. Let the world burn.
Communism. Take it or leave it.
Totalitarianism.
Totalitarian. I didn't even say it right. Total annihilation.
Tortellini's.
Tortellini's weird.
Monarchies.
I keep thinking of like what company is going to take over the world. Because I just think of like
Amazon probably.
I feel like Amazon.
So you guys think Amazon, but I feel like Walmart.
Walmart? Walmart's still Walmart young too, don't forget.
Costco, Walmart or Costco, because fuck, dude.
Wally?
Wally.
Yeah.
By and large.
SpaceX.
The fuck no.
I was just gonna like.
But no, you know what I was thinking of? I was thinking when I was shitting in Blaze, they have these weird paper towel holders. And I was thinking too hard into it. when you spin it, it shakes, so you don't pull too much at once. So I was thinking, and I'm like, what if one day the person who invented that for that specific reason gets like a monopoly over it, then starts getting more and more money, making more products, and all of a sudden they're this huge thing. And then I immediately went to, I seen a video one time, like someone with a drill sucking up the thing. I'm like, what if he's the one that caused world devastation because this guy now rules the earth? I was sitting there shitting, I'm like, damn, I'm smart.
That Blaze pizza got too much to your head, bro.
Fuck it. Like, who are we gonna send? Like,
honestly,
SpaceX colonizes Mars. We've already talked about this. But like, technically, they could just like be like, nah, we're not gonna conform to whatever you guys want us to do.
We're not coming back.
We're not coming back. We have our own society now.
It's our planet.
Like, who are you gonna send? We don't have the resources.
Not only that, bro, but like, if they leave and then they're like, oh, fuck the other world, they could fucking destroy it.
Like, they bring nukes with them and they just drop them.
Or it's funny if Elon's like, okay, I'm now on Mars.
Bro.
Try to start some shit. I got like 8 nukes placed around the planet. Shit you ain't never seen before.
Wait, what?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
electric.
You won't hear them. You won't hear them coming.
Honestly, though, like, it's gotten to a point where, like, fucking Reddit people would probably be like, Elon Musk for president. if he ran for president,
they're gonna make Elon run. Like, they're just somehow, they're gonna be like voter fraud. They're gonna put Elon in it. He's not even gonna know he's running for a bit.
Look, he's
wait,
like,
what the fuck?
Mr. Musk, you won the presidency.
I'm not even
here.
What
the fuck?
Wait, I'm not a resident. Or I'm not a citizen. Or whatever it is.
Dude, they'd probably be like, fucking Reddit people would be like, if he ran for president, he'd win. Just instantly.
Yeah.
I think the stupidest thing of this presidency, bro, was when Kanye West was like, he only got like, what, like 10% of the votes or less?
No, not 10%.
And he was like, we got this. We're like, bitch.
Yo, look at this phone.
Look at this phone. What is it from?
It's a video of him just going, yo, look at, like, it was like Kansas or some shit.
Yeah.
Look at this phone. He's like saying he won the state.
There's
some
something
shit
wrong with him. Like, on some
respect. Yeah, everybody knows he's got problems.
And then he like did this whole entire thing where he's like, Kim Kardashian trying to kill our baby.
Oh,
like,
my God, yeah.
Yeah, you did that. And I was like, that's so fucked up. Because it's like, there's a genuine, like, private moment that she was having, like, a war within her own mind. Like, should I keep the baby? And then you tell everyone in the world about
I find it stupid though how he could do whatever the fuck he wants, and he comes back and he's like, "Sorry guys, this is my mental disorder." But he could offend the shit out of, like, he even called his own like mother-in-law like a snake ass bitch for trying to take all his money and shit, and his mother-in-law was like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Like, what the fuck, bro?" And he's like, "I'm so sorry. My head got fucked up. I didn't mean to say." And then like 2 days later, he says it again.
It's Kanye.
I feel so bad for the guy because he's like going crazy, and like I feel like everyone, like this is probably affecting his career like severely. Like, I mean, I feel like he's losing his mind.
I don't like Kanye.
I don't know. Kanye hasn't really been dropping any good music since like the early 2000s.
I like the thing where it's like, yo, Kanye got to win. He made Graduation. It's like, bro, he made one of the best selling albums of all time. He's got to win. Like, facts. I'll vote for Kanye. I will not. If Elon ran and somehow he was like able to.
Imagine the next president is between Kanye, you know?
Oh my god, I'd shoot myself.
Kanye, Elon.
I dislike Marshmallow. Elon Musk so much.
It's like Marshmallow's like, if I win, I'll show you my face.
Who?
It's just like
Marshmallow. Honestly, we had a Fortnite concert.
No.
Okay. Fortnite. Sorry, it's just like, how can I describe?
I did.
Elon Musk is just one of those guys who's like, he's just like Jeff Bezos if he knew how to work memes. Like, that's all he is.
I don't know how I feel about businessmen, man.
I don't know, bro. Jeff Bezos, like suits. He got problems, bro.
I hate the
he's
suits.
He got bank.
Yeah.
His ex-wife got so much bank after that divorce.
It was so stupid, bro, honestly. He's so like, funny. I don't understand why the fuck
Elon Musk is not the second richest person in the world.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired, and you know what? And I'm
what
tired
do you think
people,
Bill
like,
Gates
I,
is doing? Bill Gates. Real rich man. Legend.
Bro, people
he's
are...
He's the best rich man out there.
He's just vibing.
People are saying that he's fucking, like... He, like, tried to develop the COVID-19 vaccine, but he, like, ended up doing something else, and now he's trying to, like, put chips into everyone for, like, the fucking...
That's exactly
the end of the world and shit for when Jesus comes. And I'm just like...
Wait, who?
People are fucking saying Bill Gates, that he, that him, Jeff Bezos, and Elon Musk are all trying, like, the three, like... First horsemen, and that they're gonna try to destroy the world
that's
with
exactly,
the technology.
Dude,
and like
sense.
Some other
exactly
shit,
why
destroy the
Bill
world
because
they can't, bro.
Him.
Like, think about it. They got
were saying
if
weird
the
shit
three
about
of them
him.
Control, like, put all their money together, bro. They could start a whole new fucking world if they.
Yeah,
really
I know. I was just gonna say. I'm like, dude, if
like you said, they could go to
there
Mars.
There are so many people in the world that could just like end it, end human race. Like,
yeah.
If Elon wanted to, he could just secretly develop like fucking nukes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you just blow the world.
Just like a good like handful of rich people can go to Mars,
legend.
Start their own world, and destroy this one just because they can.
What's really scaring me is what Ray. I never thought about it until he said it. Kim Jong-un on his deathbed to just say fuck it, launch all the nukes.
Oh, bro, that'd be fucking
like,
crazy, bro.
Dude,
I just think about
that's gonna be in my lifetime. Like, if it wasn't, I wouldn't care. Honestly, fuck,
I'm playing Minecraft. Though. I'm like, dude, we're in the Mesa biome.
This is crazy when he said it. I'm like, no way.
Bro, I don't know if Kim Kong, oh, fuck.
Kim Kardashian.
No, I think, he, isn't he dead already?
No, he's not dead.
No, he's not
didn't
dead.
His sister take over him?
He faked his
he
death.
He faked it.
Twice?
Yeah, he tried his...
No,
he got
they
sick
reported
again.
It again.
Apparently.
Yeah, the first time it was that he was sick and
he
there was like
it.
A replacement. And then the second one was that... He got sick and his sister took over.
I heard that was the first one where his sister was being said that she was going to be replacing him. But it turned out he was just faking it. And then he did get sick again. I'm not sure if that was fake or not.
I heard so.
Oh, yeah, Cap, his sister's fucking hot.
Yeah, his sister's a little hot.
Is she?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Who?
Kim
Jong-un's.
I hated, like, the day after, I don't know what it's called.
The fucking people sipping off her?
Yeah, because she had bread in her mouth running. So then people started, like... Making anime about it, not like.
Anime.
Like
she's
I know
anime.
I'm like,
oh
my god. Oh,
I'm gonna be late to my first execution.
Have you guys heard of that thing? It's like, so like, if somebody's like handsome or good looking, anybody like pretty, people like will have a hard time believing that they like committed crimes.
Uh huh. Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy? Well, I was gonna say the Boston marathon bombing. Like those guys, like I saw pictures. You know, they are good looking dudes, but like people were like. There's no way these guys are too good looking to have been the one to bomb the marathon. I'm like, what?
Do you guys remember when...
thing, dude.
I think it was Manchester got bombed during an Ariana Grande concert. You know how it was like a big thing? Turns out a security guard saw the bomber, but he said, I didn't want to stop him because I didn't want to seem racist. He could have saved all those people, but he decided not to stop the guy because he looked suspicious. Because he was like, I just didn't want to be racist.
Was he black?
No, he was Arab.
Oh.
Yeah, that would've been bad.
So like, he
that would've been bad if he did get
imagine
it wrong.
He had a bomb, got stopped, and was like, dude, I had it, but like, really?
Is it because of my skin?
Yeah, like, that's was like his thought, because there were so many people yeah. around him that he was like,
wow,
I could've stopped it, but I didn't want to seem racist, so I didn't. And everyone's like,
that guy's like, now he's gonna racist moment he can take, he's gonna take it now.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I see a black guy going into an alley, I'm immediately chasing after him. Like,
is there a group bigger than like three going into a liquor store?
Yeah.
Hold up right there.
If I can like that one part and then cloudy with a chance of me posting the guy like
play Lockwood. Yeah. Enough to make a grown man cry.
You get back there.
Not this man. But not this man.
I mean, I've watched Guy with a Chance Ball 2 15 times.
Why?
How do you know 15 times?
I don't know why, but I started counting.
Have you seen The Mandalorian, the second season?
No, I haven't.
I haven't started it.
I was going to wait till it all came out so I can mention.
They already said Baby Yoda's real name.
Oh, I don't
know. It's like Barb.
I think he also
Barbus
said
or some shit like that.
His first words too. It's all like things like that.
But I think his real name is like Barbus or some shit.
I like when the scout troopers punch the Baby Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Ow! Boom! Yeah, it's so funny.
That's good.
Fuck.
I hate Baby Yoda.
Who are the people that... Not Romeo and Juliet.
Bonnie and Clyde?
Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah, you know that like 90% of the population love them?
They still do. A lot of people like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
I fucking love Bonnie and Clyde. They're a great couple.
They were literal ride or dies.
Yeah.
They died.
Yeah. They died together, though.
That's sick. Like, I mean,
goals.
Goals. Like, come on.
He's like, I wish that happened to me. Like,
die in a bullet-ridden car together? Goals.
Like, come on.
Yeah, movies?
The guy, oh, gotta rob a bank, get support my family. She's like, fuck it, we're doing this together. Who we robbing? Who we robbing?
Goals.
Goals.
They were driving the... They literally towed Bonnie and Clyde in their car, dead shot, through the town to parade it, and they try to unhook the cars so they could take their bodies, like the people, because they love them that much.
Yeah, at that time they was just like, all those people were just heroes, bank robbers and stuff. They were people just saw them as heroes because they'd be like, "We're not here to rob you. We're just here to rob the bank." They wouldn't shoot people. It's like when, what's it called? Something like not Billy the Kid, because that was way before.
Yeah.
But during that same time, like different robbers who were like. Like, go and shoot and kill were giving them bad names, so, like, they wouldn't like each other. But, yeah, at that time, they were just viewed as fucking heroes. Because it's like, yeah, fuck the bank, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because a lot of people didn't like the banks at all, right? Because they were taking away too many taxes. So when they started robbing them, they were like, can we take show? Yeah, fuck it, come in. And
I think it's crazy that fucking Billy the Kid and all them, they lived long enough to see cars.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking insane. Like, literal Wild Wild West. And now they could, like... Just vibing the car, cruising and shit, you know.
Drinking like a fresh Coke.
That shit, dude, the crazy. Old Coke cans look weird.
They're, yeah.
Like, they're like slightly just like different. They're not even like that different.
They look fat.
Fatter. Like they don't have that.
The first Coke can is like this big. Oh, damn. It's a model. It's a big glass bottle.
Mexico fucking cans, bro. They're fucking huge.
You know, Mexico Coke doesn't even have real sugar anymore. It's fake. That sucks. They used to. Not anymore.
They used to have real cocaine too.
Yeah. So I think they still use cocoa leaves. They just don't use cocaine.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I kind of wanted the cocaine.
I can tell.
little cocaine to start my day.
Little cock to start your day.
Little
posh of Fish posh. Honestly, who fucks with Dr. Pepper?
All right,
it's not my first big
Dr. Bob.
Shasta Cola.
Oh, that's just fucking nasty, bro.
Shasta? You don't like Shasta, bro? I thought you're broke, dude. How you
What? Shasta Cola's kind of, okay.
That shit slabs.
Yes.
There was another one.
Shasta Zest. Shasta Zest.
Bro. Something
Shasta.
Cola. I forgot. King Cola. That shit's fucking nasty too.
No, you know what's not good?
RC Cola.
But, okay.
Yeah, RC Cola. There we go.
I love that stuff.
Summit.
Mountain. Oh, yeah. Summit. I was going to say
that. That's the Aldi one.
Aldi
has like off brands of off brands.
Hey, I thought that was a gum guard, but that's an old ass guy.
I'll never fuck with Sierra Mist. Ever.
What the fuck is wrong with Sierra Mist? It's right there.
It tastes so bad.
It tastes like the pussy version of Mountain Dew. It tastes like Mountain Dew, but for
Mountain Dew. I don't like Mountain Dew. It's just whack.
Hey, can you give me some money for a cup? A drink at least.
Can you? Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
Remember when I smashed your cup?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Y'all still thirsty.
Should've bought that 1 gallon.
You should've.
I might just do that.
How your fucking stack?
It's just only one.
One.
I just decided to leave all.
And 110.
I decided to leave the bigger bills at the house because I'm like, I can't go to the bank right now. That bank right there is like,
oh, you have to set up an appointment.
So I'm like, I'll just bring my tips.
I gotta go. I gotta go see the baby.
The baby.
We gotta see the baby.
You wanna go see the baby?
The baby on baby.
Baby on baby.
No, it's because my uncle had a kid, and my mom's going to take it up.
I bet our dog can kill your baby. Our puppies can kill your puppy.
How many months is your baby?
She's like a month.
And my dog could kill your baby.
Yeah. Most definitely.
No, really?
I like bringing that up.
I had that conversation with my grandma. Like, I bet my dog could win in a fight with Layla. Which is my niece. She's 5. Or 4. 4.
Our dog's...
For 15 cents.
Already...
$20.
Yeah, it's enough.
No, it's
good. $15.
To get a large or a small?
A regular.
What?
Be glad it's not a house, bro.
Damn, when they raise the price again? It used to be just $2.
Woo! No, it used to be $185 back in the Disney.
That's like $2. It's tax.
No. I'm just saying it was $285 after tax.
Look, it's still $2. You're not gonna pay with coins.
I have. I paid in dimes. It wasn't my proudest moment. Because I was like, Mom, can I have some money for school? Give me a casing of dimes.
I remember I used to like save up money for like 2 weeks to get something to eat.
I don't even remember how I bought shit back in the day. I'm like, damn.
I don't remember where I got the money. I just did.
I remember.
Like, straight up, I would like... and I'd be like, oh shit, I got money, okay, then I'll get
some. Hey, that was 30 minutes.
My favorite part of cleaning is that
bye bye.